The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.
Welcome to the Podcast Empire. My name is Tracy Cook. I am your podcast launch strategist, and welcome to the Podcasting Profit Series. Today, we're going to be speaking about how to plug your products and your services on your podcast. If you are new to podcasting, this is going to be extremely valuable. This is one of the biggest questions that I get asked all of the time is how do I make money from my podcast? And if you are a coach or a consultant, you've got a business, you've got a brand, you've got digital courses, you've got coaching programs, you want people to book consultation calls with you, whatever it may be, we're going to share some information with you today about how to plug your products and services as a guest or as a host on your own show to be able to sell from stage almost. Now, plugging your products and services on your show is perfectly acceptable. Some people prefer sponsors and make money through their podcast with sponsors. A lot more seasoned podcasters like to plug their own products and services and opportunities. And it's your show, after all. No one is going to come after you and penalize you if you do a bit of self-promotion. Now, there's a lot of money on the table that a lot of coaches and consultants are not, because they're not leveraging the power of podcasting. A lot of coaches and consultants, if they have their own podcast show, they can sell from their own show. They can generate leads. They can create value. They can solve problems. And it's self-promotion. Now, the barrier to entry to podcasting is very low. So basically, anyone with the non-fear to record themselves speaking and upload it to the internet can become a podcaster. There are a few skills and strategies and mindsets if you want to be a successful podcaster to add to that. But we all have to get started and we all have to start somewhere. And there are certain tips that you need to observe if you want to get the most out of your podcast and have a really good conversion rate. So first of all, be subtle. We call it the mumble, right? In the beginning, when you're fresh out of your podcast launch and you've only got a few episodes to your name, then I don't recommend getting too salesy right away. We have to build on the know, like, trust, and nurture factor. And it's a big no-no. So your listeners are only starting to get to know you. And if you try to make a sale straight away, straight out of the gate, then you're going to lose that audience. They're going to unsubscribe and not recommend you to others. Now, you're probably thinking, but my time is valuable. The information I'm sharing is valuable. I don't want to give it away for free. Well, guess what? In the podcasting world, this isn't how it works. And if you want people to trust you, then they're going to have to get to know you and you're going to have to be subtle about your offers, about selling. Now, here's an example I'm going to share with you. If you're selling a course or a book or a blog, Amazon, Udemy, or whatever, then you can add that information into your podcast intro and outro. In the introduction, you can welcome your listeners to the show and give a bit of background about yourself. Tell them then you're the author of a best-selling course on Amazon or Udemy and that people can check the show notes for your information about it and then go straight into your show's topic. You've just mumbled it. You've just mentioned it. You've just dropped a little subtle hint. And then when you conclude your show, again, remind your audience that you're the author of so-and-so book. Check out the link in the show notes to grab a copy and get instant access. See, that wasn't so salesy, was it? So basically, you're letting your audience know that you've written a course or written a book, but you're not being pushy about it. You're creating awareness and excitement about it. Use the right tone. If you're doing a video podcast, use the, you know, be conscious of your body language, and you'll get people curious enough to check out the link about your awesome course or your book, your product, your service, your opportunity, whatever it may be. And that's it. The number one thing you always have to remember is what's in it for them. Always give value with no expectation for anything in return. And then it will come. Use car salesmen often get a really negative reputation for being too aggressive and too pushy, right? All they care about is making the sale and meeting their quota. They don't particularly care if the car is a good fit for the person's needs or not. And if you don't want to be identified like that and lose all of your followers in the process, then you need to always put your audience's needs before your own. And if you were in their shoes, wouldn't you hate to be sold to? Nobody likes that. So you need to do it in a subtle manner. How? By addressing your audience's pain points and solving their problems or speaking to their joys, and by offering your products and services as the right solutions. So, for example, if you've got a health and wellness podcast, you're not pushing your supplements. You're talking about how a tired mummy's driving to school pickup, tired and falling asleep at the wheel because she can't sleep properly. Speaking to those problems without creating, you know, fear and scarcity. Let's do this ethically. But that would be a real problem. So you would say, are you driving to school pickup, falling asleep at the wheel? How does that feel for you? Do you still want to be like that in 6 months' time? If I had a solution that could help you with that, would that be worth 15 minutes of your time finding more information about this product that helped me through that situation? You're offering value. And by addressing your audience's pain points and solving their problems, you can create solutions for them with what you've got to offer. Don't just say, buy my products today, because they're not going to. Why should they listen to you? And why should they do as you say? You've got to build on the know, like, and trust factor. You've got to nurture this relationship. You also have to be authentic and in alignment with your values and your beliefs and your mission and why you're creating a podcast. Explain the benefits that they're going to get, you know, if they do so happen to purchase your product. Not that the ingredients are grown in the Himalayan mountains and you've meditated over it or whatever. They don't care. They just want to know how it's going to solve their problem. What is the benefit to them for them? If you're in a hardware store, you're not selling hammers. You're selling the solution that they can put their new wedding photo up into the wall by hammering in the nail to hang it on. Providing solutions. And in the long run, you know, if you follow this strategy, you'll notice that you're not actually selling to your audience. Rather, you're teaching them, you're informing them, on how your products or services can make their lives better and how it can make their problems be solved. And in the long run, this strategy is going to help you increase conversations and conversions, get more leads, and make people want to know that they can buy from you and they're not going to be pitched to at every touch point. That's really important. And give alternatives. Now, if you're selling a single product or service, then there may be certain episodes where the topic may not be a good fit for your podcast or your service. Now, in this case, don't be afraid to promote something else. You can promote affiliate products or even your competitors' products. But if you want, but you want to help people, right? You want to help people. So if your competitors' products make sense, then don't be afraid to promote it. You need to serve and the money will come. The opportunities will come. The right people you will magnetically attract and you'll get a ton of respect. You'll be known for your integrity from your audience because it will show that you truly care about them. And you aren't just getting more sales for your own products. And you can also reach out to your competition and tell them about your show and how you helped promote their product. Don't expect anything back. Just a friendly message will do. And who knows? Maybe they'll even promote your show to their customers and their fans as well. Collaboration is the new currency. Having a solid plan with integrity, with grit, with determination, with consistency, being true to our word, being more than who we are. People want to know who we are beyond the sale. What do we stand for? What do we not stand for? Where do we draw our line? They don't want to be pitched to at every single touch point. Mumble it through all of your content so that it's not hidden, so that they know exactly what you've got to offer. And when the right words are spoken to them, they will connect with you. If you'd like to know more about launching your own podcast to get your messages of impact out to the world, check out my show notes below. You can book a complimentary 30-minute podcast vision session with me, and we can unpack what adding a podcast can do for your business and brand. We'll see you on the next episode of the Podcasting Profit Secrets.
The Podcast Empire, podcast mastery for women in business.